When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast. And if you're collecting them, this is number 811. So, well, is it? No, of course, I just made that up. Anyway, it's with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of the week from 4 p.m. So, basically, today and tomorrow. Anyway, we begin with a bit of boxing. And former two-time heavyweight champion of the world, Anthony Joshua, has been speaking to the media ahead of his fight with Alexander Usyk. He told Fight Night's Gareth A. Davis that he's enjoying working under new trainer Robert Garcia and admitted he still wants to fight Tyson Fury. Gareth A. Davis, what does the A stand for? Oh, is it? Oh, I can't say that.
Want that Tyson Fury fella to come back and fight you for all the titles in, as Eddie Hearn's calling it, the biggest fight in boxing history.
100%. I think that it's one that we have to have, but however he feels is how he feels. He's a fighting man, so if someone calls him out, he'll be straight back out. 100%.
You got a message for the Gypsy King or not?
Hope you're good, family's good, wife's good, kid's good, dad's good. Respect on all you've achieved. Well done.
You're going to Saudi Arabia for this fight. Are we going to see you fight more in the UK as well?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. After this fight, I'll be back in the UK. Definitely.
Now, Andy Murray has been knocked out of Wimbledon after losing to John Isner on centre court. Cue a very unhappy mother, I'm guessing. That's me, just mumbling. This is him. Probably sound the same.
Andy Murray, will he be back? Is this the last time we'll see him play on centre court? The tennis was sensational. Maybe we'll see him one more year.
You know, a match like that was won or lost based on a few points here and there, and I didn't play well enough on those points tonight. I certainly didn't serve well enough at the beginning of the match. Yeah, look, he's a difficult opponent to play against.
The former world number one faced a player at the top of his game, and at 6'10", it's quite a summit. The serve was formidable, yeah. And even at his best, Murray would have been tested.
Yeah,
Isner
yeah.
goes into the third round, 6'4", yeah. 7'6", 6'7", 6'4".
I am most definitely not a better tennis player than Andy Murray. I might have just been a little bit better than him today. It was an incredible honour to play him on this court in front of this crowd.
Emma Raducanu has sadly been dumped out of Wimbledon in the second round after losing to Frances Caroline Garcia on centre court. No relation, of course, to Andy Garcia. Well, why would she be? Her last name is Raducanu. Anyway, cue TalkSport's Lisa O'Sullivan.
Andy Murray and Emma Raducanu both outplayed on day three at Wimbledon. A lesson learned for Raducanu, wrong-footed from the start by Caroline Garcia, who used hard-hitting and experience to control the play.
I am 19 years old and, yes, I have had attention, but I'm a slam champion, so no one's going to take that away from me. And, if anything, the pressure's on that who haven't done that.
Now, as you heard in the last episode, Nick Kyrgios has admitted he spat in the direction of a spectator at the end of his 5-set victory over Paul Jubb. Simon Jordan believes he crossed the line.
He literally came to the match to literally just not even support anyone, really. It was more just to, like, stir up and disrespect, and that's fine. But if I give it back to you, then that's just how it is.
They don't have to be mutes. They do have a right to question. They do have a right to push back. There is a difference of the way that spectators are expected to behave in the confines of tennis. It isn't football. It isn't tribalistic. And there is an element of some of what he says I don't necessarily have a problem with. But what I do have a problem with is when he pushes the envelope beyond certain reasonable levels of complaint. Mm. If you're going to turn around and turn it into a bun fight, you know, and you're going to suggest that people aren't allowed to make mistakes, and you're going to make it personalised, and you're going to use childish, immature language, then you're going to be held consequences for it. If you go into a press conference with a very truculent but belligerent, and I would suggest, because I've watched a press conference, very arrogant attitude, then there's going to be a blowback.
The disrespect is all these spectators have come to see a full stadium of Nick Kyrgios and my opponent, and she found it relevant to go to run to the umpire at 30 love and make it about her. No one was there to see her today.
You cannot spit at people. And his argument was, well, I didn't spit at somebody that was praising me. Well, to me, to some extent, and I'm going to be quite global in this, this is the embodiment of the modern day sports person that has an entitled view of the world and doesn't believe that they're able to be criticised, doesn't believe that there's a consequence for their behaviours, and believes that they can say and do as they want.
Now, Chelsea are understood to be close to agreeing a fee with Leeds United for Rafinha. Former England midfielder Trevor Sinclair thinks he'll be a great signing. And I've no idea why I said Trevor Sinclair like this. Trevor Sinclair. But either way, here's Trevor Sinclair. And I've done it again.
I think it'll get him closer, definitely. You look at Rafinha, for me, technical player. He's got everything. Pace, ball retention's great. He threatens the final third. He understands patterns as well. It's not all about ball at feet. And he's got a great work ethic. We know all Bielsa players had that because they had to pass the fitness test before they could even get anywhere near the squad. So he's got that in abundance. He's a Brazilian international. 11 goals last season for Leeds in a poor side. I think you've got to say he's a top player. He reminds me of Mahrez.
Mahrez, right.
He has got the same kind of balance. He's got, you know, that left-footed, right-sided player. I think he's a crowd pleaser. But I think he's a great signing.
Now, the Kaminsky family bankrolling the takeover bid for Everton are aiming to have reached an agreement to buy the club by the time Frank Lampard's team arrive in their hometown of Minneapolis on July the 21st. Simon Jordan doesn't think current owner Farhad Moshiri will want to fund any of the new stadium development ahead of its imminent exit.
I said earlier on I thought it would be doubtful that this transaction would manifest itself in any quick order, but I did also think that the stadium funding is a key component of it, and I don't think Moshiri wants to fund the stadium. I think he'll tell you that he wants to fund it, and I think he'll make the prerequisite noises that he wants to fund it. It's the evolution. He's secured the stadium deal. He's got this and he wants to do it, but I do think there is a desire for him not to be involved in the funding of that from his side of the table.
On now to kick off with Hugh Wisencroft and Kevin Campbell.
And Everton leading the Merseyside derby, and Richarlison has scored in another game at Anfield.
Yeah, reported in The Sun today that Tottenham are ready to seal a £100 million deal with Everton for both Richarlison and the England under-21 winger Anthony Gordon.
I've said this, at the end of last season, that Richarlison, I could understand if he wanted to leave. He put Everton on his back end of last season and really turned up, scored the goals, performed. Him, Jordan Pickford, Iwobi came to the fore as well. They done really well, but I think Richarlison, I said, he's the one who's going to have to score the goals to keep Everton in the division, and he helped. He scored the goals and the Everton stayed up, which is great. Now, he definitely doesn't want to go through that again. The fact of the matter is, if Everton need to sell, he's the biggest tradable piece.
Now, Arsenal legend Ray Parlour has praised his old club for their business after agreeing a deal for Gabriel Jesus, or Jesus. Again, no one really knows. Anyway, the real Romford Edson Arantes do Nascimento said he's exactly the signing the Gunners needed. Google it, that's Pelle's real name.
And Jesus scores on his 24th birthday to secure all 3 points for Manchester City.
That was the area they had to strengthen, was, centre forward. We knew Lacazette, his time was up, and he was moving on. So Jesus, to get him through the door, you see the pictures in the papers yesterday when Edu was hugging him. He'd be delighted to get a player of his calibre and what he's done so far in his career. And obviously he probably knows Mikel Arteta as well. So really looking forward to seeing how he settles into the Arsenal side, and he will get chances, because that's one thing Arsenal do. They do create lots of chances. Odegaard, Smith-Rowe, Martinelli, Saka from the right. So he will get opportunities.
I still think Arsenal need an alternative striker, a big striker. Someone who, when teams bank up and maybe it's not going so well, you could fire crosses in and he can get on the end of it. I think Arsenal have missed that change alternative in the centre. And the flexibility of Jesus as well means he could start as nine or he can play wide. He's comfortable anywhere.
Tired of ads barging into your favourite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Lionesses manager Serena Wiegmann has been speaking to TalkSport's Fake of Others ahead of their final warm-up match before the Euros against Switzerland tonight. Live, of course, on TalkSport. Faye asked what the thinking was behind them travelling to Basel. It's a bit faulty, that, isn't it, the travelling to Basel? Basel faulty. Doesn't work, does it? Anyway, let's hear what Serena Wiegmann said. Sorry about that.
Well, we had been at St. George's Park for four camps, and it's good to get out and get in another environment and then come back and get in this total great atmosphere of the Euros. There's also been some research around that that's really helped. That's from research from 2012. That when you're in your home country, then go away and come back, and then you really get into the feeling that the tournament starts. So that's what we wanted to create too. And also, of course, we wanted to have a good last training match before we start next Wednesday.
Yeah, what exactly are you hoping to get out of this Switzerland match? It's the final experiment, if you like. What do you want to see?
Yeah, it's the third run in this preparation, in these preparation camps. So we're just taking it from Belgium, from the Netherlands. What can we take from these games? Now it's a different opponent, but still we're trying to find out the last things in developing our game and then to be ready to perform at the highest level. So that's what we're trying to do. And final, also just the last things to get, trying out some things. We're getting really close to our starting lineup. So hopefully we can see that tomorrow. And then go from there to our opening match on Wednesday.
Do you mean we can see the starting lineup tomorrow? Is that what you're hinting at?
I don't know yet. I don't know. We still have to play tomorrow. And as you know, when Lucy doesn't play, Ellen just came back in training. So we'll see how she recovers from this training session and how that develops tomorrow.
So you say you're close. How many players would you say have got a nailed-on spot for Austria?
Let's first play Switzerland. We have so many opportunities in this team. It's very close. And then we decide for next Wednesday.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Drive Time. Andy Goldstein's Drive, of course, from 4 p.m. today alongside sneaker freak Darren Bent. Over on TalkSport 2 from 5 p.m, it's Switzerland against England, the women's international friendly. I spoke about moments ago. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks with Daily Podcast out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it till the text please. Have a good day in a bubble. Be safe, everyone. Be safe. And just quickly, producer Tom is behind me. Producer Tom, maybe you should say goodnight as well.
Goodnight as well.
Oh, it's such an old joke.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.